Maybe you've seen the ads.
Depression hurts. Cymbalta can help.
For pharmaceutical companies, depression is a multi-billion dollar industry. According to the National Institute of Mental Health, more than 250 million prescriptions were written for antidepressants in 2010. But what if something as simple as sitting still could help people suffering from depression? 24-year-old Greg Beach has suffered from depression since he was a child. He says what's helped him the most is meditating.
Taking time to meditate and, you know, taking time to be.
A recent analysis of several studies published in the Journal of the American Medical Association finds that meditation can help people who suffer from mild or moderate depression. Greg learned how to meditate from a book his friend gave him. Now he meditates 15 to 25 minutes a day and says it has made a huge difference.
It's not like a prescription drug to heal a specific ailment. It's kind of like exercising, you know, just kind of make or practicing anything. It's to build skills of resilience so that when things aren't going well, which sometimes they won't, you'll have those skills built in to deal with them.
Tom Padula is a clinical social worker and board member of the Institute for Meditation and Psychotherapy. He teaches meditation to some of his patients with depression.
It just kind of cleans out, you know, some of the cobwebs and helps us think more clearly and again connect with the present moment and stay in the present moment.
The type of meditation Padula teaches is called mindfulness because it teaches people to be mindful of or aware of their thoughts and emotions. Padula says it's a great tool, but it's not for everybody.
If a person is in a really deep depression, it's probably not the best time to teach mindfulness meditation.
Laura Murphy's depression was so deep, it was physically debilitating.
My body shuts down. It's a physical depression. And it's treatment resistant, which means I've been through a lot of drugs.
Not even shock therapy worked. Then, a year and a half ago, Murphy tried something different, transcranial magnetic stimulation, or TMS.
I've tried, you know, every available technology to help. This one actually worked on my brain.
TMS uses magnetic pulses to stimulate a region of the brain connected to mood regulation. It's like someone tapping on your head with a magnet. Daniel Press is the clinical director of the TMS program at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center.
So the magnetic field passes through your scalp and skull, but it actually creates a small electrical current right on the surface of the brain. It isn't enough electricity to hurt the brain in any way, but it absolutely is enough to stimulate it.
TMS is not widely available, and researchers are still learning how to maximize its effectiveness.
TMS is still a little bit in a learning phase in that the treatment that we have works for a lot of people, but not everyone. And our goal really is to get to work for everyone.
Finding a treatment that relieves depression for everyone continues to be a worthy, albeit elusive, goal. Ibi Caputo, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.